from KQED.
Long-distance runner Helen Klein didn't set out to inspire others when she took up the sport. She was well into middle age at the time, and today, decades later, she's still at it. Most runners wouldn't dream of racing in their 60s and 70s. We hear how bad it is for the joints and that it'll wreck our knees and hips. But runners continue pushing age boundaries, and Helen Klein is a real pioneer in the movement. Sam Harnett spoke with her at her home near Sacramento.
This is the bike path. This is gorgeous to run. You will see there's a restroom.
Helen Klein has been running for 34 years, and she didn't even start until she was 55. Yeah, you did the math right. Klein is 89 years old, but you can't tell.
I go up just a mile, and there's a bridge that goes into Fair Oaks, and they have a lot of hills. So on the weekends, I do hills because I don't work out at the gym.
Klein is built to run. She has a compact frame and a lightweight skeleton. When training, she weighs only 109 pounds. She moves with metered, decisive steps, holding her shoulders straight and swinging her arms with the precision of a metronome. Even with all of her running, she's never had a single injury. She says that's because she doesn't push herself to beat anyone or improve her time.
My goal is always just to finish, not to get faster, not to get awards. It's just I like to finish everything I start, and I was raised that way.
Klein has pioneered ultra-long-distance running for both women and the elderly. She's often the oldest competitor in her races, sometimes by several decades. She set dozens of world records, including the fastest mile for a woman over 80, 7 minutes and 58 seconds, as well as the fastest marathon for that age, 4 hours and 31 minutes. Over the course of her career, she has completed 90 marathons and 143 ultra-marathons, many of them 100 miles or more.
You really don't know how much you can do until you push yourself and try. And I would just push myself a little harder each time.
Ultramarathons are races over 26.2 miles. The courses often follow trails over rough terrain and dramatic elevation changes. Competitors run for hours on end, sometimes for more than a whole day straight. They lose pounds of weight during the race, as well as toenails, which become blackened and jagged from the continual pounding.
I have to concentrate. And so I concentrate on keeping my shoulders back and down, and I concentrate on landing lightly. And when I get a downer, which you do get downers in those long runs, I have to grab something that I have with me and eat it and tell myself that's going to, in 10 minutes, I'm going to feel better.
Klein hasn't always been such a determined runner. She never even jogged before age 55. When she grew up during the 20s and 30s, she says society looked down on girls who exerted themselves.
We sat on a porch and played jacks, and I wasn't allowed to sweat. My mother said, horses sweat, men perspire, and ladies glow.
It was her husband Norman who got her into running. A colleague challenged him to run a 10-mile race near their hometown in Kentucky. Rather than sit at home alone, she opted to join him.
The first race we did, there were 56 men in the race and 4 females. And the other 3 were high school cross-country girls. So I won an award and got a picture, and it just kept going.
And she hasn't stopped running since. The living room is plastered with her accolades, plaques, trophies, and photos. She's been invited to run on every continent except Antarctica and was asked to carry the torch for the 2002 Olympic Games. She shows me a picture above the mantel from when she finished her first 100-mile race.
I did all of these races. The one up there is finishing Western States 100.
The Western States Endurance Run is known as one of the nation's most grueling 100-mile events.
There was a lot of snow, and I fell so many times.
The trail winds up the Sierra Nevada mountain range, ascending 18,000 feet and descending almost 23,000. Temperatures range from 20 degrees to over 100. The first time Klein attempted the race, she failed to finish.
It was on mountain trails, and I was training on more or less flat. And so I got halfway and missed a cutoff. On the way home, I said, if I trained out here, I would probably finish. So consequently, we moved.
Once they settled in California, Klein dedicated herself full-time to running. She completed the Western States Endurance Run and started doing 100-mile events regularly. As she continued to race, her celebrity status continued to grow. Supporters mobbed her at every event, and reporters called incessantly. Finally, it got to the point where she felt she could no longer concentrate on running.
I actually decided 2 years ago that I was not going to do any more races because of the publicity. The races were easier than the publicity to deal with. And so I decided to quit.
Not all of the attention has bothered her. She's received thousands of letters over the years, citing her as an inspiration. Her favorite comes from a fifth-grade boy who heard her speak at his school.
He said, "You are my hero, along with Michael Jordan and Peyton Manning." And then he said, I hope you finish your 76th marathon, and I hope you continue to run until you bite the dust."
Klein thinks about that letter every morning before she heads out on her 5-mile run. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett.